JT live in Vegas.
The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
If they win the Stanley Cup, it becomes one of the top four sports stories of all time.
Shot, score!
Let me repeat.
The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
If the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup, it becomes the biggest sports story of your life.
We just believe in ourselves, and that's been the key to this thing.
They were cast off. They were unprotected players.
You know, we call ourselves the Golden Misfits for a reason.
Catch save! Oh, Flurry, the reflexes!
I am in the belly of the beast of Las Vegas, Nevada. Hockey fans, take control of this moment.
You know, we're not done yet.
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Great to have you today, JT. Ready to roll. Desperate times make for a desperate radio show and host. Good to have you on the flagship of the Vegas Golden Knights. Brought to you by PT's Entertainment Group. Golden Entertainment, they've been unbelievable. From the SG to the great PT's Ranch to all the PT's Gold Pubs, everything here in the Valley around hockey is based there at PT's. What a show they're putting on for all of these great viewing parties. Head on out to PT's if you're not in the building Thursday night for the critical Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. I was talking to my long-time producer and friend Bobby before the show, and I said, Bobby, I don't know if this is going to be a show for everybody today. I don't know if it is, because we got guys across the hall that do a great job. I go back with him. They drive people over here when we get a good guest. Today might be a better day to listen to another show. Good shows. You have choices here, because today I might rub you the wrong way. And I typically don't do that because I know I rub people the wrong way when I wake up every day, five times a day before breakfast. But deep down, I'm a good guy. I'm a passionate sports fan. And you won't find anybody on the radio more invested in sports than me. Today's entire show was supposed to be about politics and the Eagles and Trump and LeBron's comments. The entire show. If we did not have a hockey team here in the Valley, if we didn't have a hockey team to talk about, or if the Raiders weren't coming down the road, I would do what I have to start doing in a week or two. I'd have to talk about other things. It is a glorious problem that I have to talk about a team in an inaugural expansion year playing in the Stanley Cup Final, and they're down 3-1. So, in big cities like Detroit and Boston and in Toronto, the phones are already packed. Everybody's treating it like an on-air desperate pep rally, and we're trying to save this team. I'd like you to start saving this team with me over the next 2 days and get going. I'll be off Thursday to go to the game. I haven't been to a weeknight game this year because I'm working on the night show. I took off. I'm going in. I'm ready to go because I think they're going to win that game and turn this thing around. If I'm nuts, give me a call at 876-1340. If you believe, like I do, that there is hope with this franchise and you are behind this team, sound off like you got a pair, 876-1340. The direction I want to go in first is what needs to happen next. Captain Obvious just walked in the room and he's pushing me aside, so let me say this. Game 5 is critical because it's obviously an elimination game. But I'm already expecting for the course of the next 55 minutes that they win this game. I'm assuming that they're going to win Game 5. Is that okay? After seeing what they've done this year at T-Mobile, to see what they've done at this fortress, to see what happens there, I'm assuming that they're going to win. That's point number one. If they do win, they still have potentially another game at home. So the best case scenario here is there are 3 games left and 2 of them have to be played in Las Vegas with a tremendous amount of travel along the way. And travel can really screw up a team, especially a team that is got the momentum and a team that's expected to win. When we look at the Washington Capitals, they are one of the biggest choke franchises in the last 40 years in North American sports. They're on the Mount Rushmore of choking teams when it comes to not being able to close out a series. They've been down this road before, not in the Stanley Cup Final, but in the postseason and earlier rounds over the last 40 years, and they've choked this spot. I got to hope that they can do it again, or at least give us hope that they're going to choke and let Vegas in the back door again. Now, the problem is the Golden Knights aren't playing good. Their defense is a sieve as of late. Their defense is lost. Guys are wide open in front of the net. They're not getting knocked to the ground. They're allowed to put up really a tent and camp out there. And Fleury's sliding from one post to the other a half a second late as the biscuit's going in the basket, and it's a goal. Fleury hasn't been great. He's not standing on his head, a hockey term that we use here. So the better team clearly has been the Washington Capitals. My job is to dip the show in reality. They're the better team in this series so far. But I don't think they're the better team. I don't think they're the better team overall. I think from watching this team all year long and watching the Capitals, I think that the Vegas Golden Knights coming into this series was a better team with better players outside of Ovechkin, and they were a team that should be able to win. I had them in six, and now I have to hope for an opportunity to talk about a game seven. So if you want to put this together with me for the next two shows, I want to hear from as many people on Twitter at JT the Brick and on the phones at 876-1340. Give me one key, one point that's really relevant on how to save this thing. And as I say again, Bobby, my longtime friend and producer, made a great point last night as I was sitting here as the game was on. And he said that this is a Disney movie all year long. How about we get a Disney finish at the end, right? It feels like a Disney movie, like the Mighty Ducks or some type of Disney movie, but it doesn't have a Disney finish yet. Most Disney movies end happy, right? At the end, it's a G-rated movie. It's PG-13. The Disney movie ends. Everybody's happy. Well, how about this Disney movie ending with something spectacular? Something that hasn't happened. Something that's not supposed to happen. The Vegas Golden Knights have a 9% chance to win the Stanley Cup. So they're pretty much left for dead. Not many people believe in them other than in this city who can hear my voice from 4 to 5 right here on their flagship station. Now, I've seen this team choke, and I know that they can choke, but they're playing at a level where they don't look like they can choke. Let me compare this quickly to the NBA. There's no doubt LeBron can win Game 3. He always does. He's down 0-2, he comes back and wins Game 3. But he's got no chance to win that series. They're an inferior team. Let's start right there. I don't think Vegas is an inferior team. I don't think if Vegas wins Game 5 that they'd be lucky to win Game 6. If they win Game 5, they get all the momentum of the series back. And they go into the nation's capital, and all the pressure goes on the Capitals. Can you imagine the pressure in D.C. on the Capitals to win the Stanley Cup on their home ice? That's pressure that we're not used to. But again, they're playing better, and they only have to win one of the next three. So I'm looking big picture broadcasting, and I'm also narrow casting for Game 5 and what Vegas needs to do. Let's take a look at some of the highlights of the last game. They were mostly lowlights. First off, Holtby and Ned has been fantastic. The guy is just incredible. The fact that he's not breaking down and he's playing his best hockey.
Been there at the left side. Knights still have it. Left wing. Right down low. Here's Haller. Right side. Back across the shot. No! Wide open net, and it didn't go! Back down the ice for the clear. Wide open net, and somehow the Capitals kept that puck out.
What a disaster. A point-blank wide open net. Wide open net, and it hits the post. That can't happen. It can happen on a Wednesday night against the St. Louis Blues in November. It can't happen in the Stanley Cup Final. And then once Oshie got going, this game was pretty much over early.
Puck out in front, and they score! There was a stop by Fleury to his right. The puck trickled out in front. Kuznetsov had the initial bid. It was kicked around, and Oshie fires it home.
Kuznetsov is unbelievable. That's another guy. I apologize for leaving him out with Ovechkin early on. He's one heck of a player. And once they went up, and when some of the guys are stepping up and playing, like Carlson on this power play goal, when you look at this, a 4-0 lead, this is when it really got ugly.
Collision, Oshie and Eakin. Kuznetsov grabs the puck. Left wing shot. They score! Pass from the right side to the left side. And Alexander Ovechkin makes it a 4-0 Capitals lead.
Just incredible on the way. Did you see how many times that Washington in this series gets a bad puck off their skate or deflects, and then they're able to control it and score? And Vegas has these unbelievable point-blank looks, and they're missing open nets. That, to me, has been the difference, and also the difference in this series is that Vegas' defense overall has been very weak. They're gassed, they're tired, they're not playing with fundamentals, and they're not stepping up in front of Fleury. Fleury, at times, gives up a soft goal. He's done that his whole career. But overall, he's pretty locked in. And I can't even count on one hand how many times Fleury has been in a position where he's on one side of the one side of the goal at one post, and next thing you know, he looks to the other side, and boom, the puck's behind him, and it's in. Because these guys are camping up, because Vegas' defense has been soft in the crease. How long have I been telling you? It's the only criticism I have all year. I don't have any criticisms. What? Wild Bill, Marcia Show, Fleury, they're all playing great. The only criticism is when there's a melee in front of Fleury, no big guy comes in there and starts taking people out like a hooligan over in Europe and say, clear everybody out, I'm here. They don't have that. They don't have that. They need that because Washington's able to do that. So the final call in this game as the Capitals win easily to be one game away from winning the Cup.
5 seconds left. Camps have it in their own zone. Listen to the crowd. All over here in Game 4. Washington Capitals defeat the Golden Knights 6-2.
Yeah, that's a blowout. That's a blowout, but I will say this. They were saying in the locker room after the game that this was the best game that Vegas has played so far in the series. Woo! Really? Okay. You want to go down that road? I think they played great in the first 9 minutes. They missed an open net. They hit a post. They could have been up 2-0. They could have been up 2-0 in the game. I don't know if they would have won. So I think they started their game as good as any game they played, but they didn't finish. The fourth line for Vegas has been their best. That shouldn't happen. Neil's been dangerous despite the obvious miss. He's got to get going here. And both teams have regularly hit the post. That may say more about the good goaltending, because there's not a lot of net to shoot out here. And I think Vegas will win Game 5 if their D has an awakening. They need to be much better than average. Too many blown coverages. If this is the NFL, this is the equivalent of a safety and a cornerback not picking up a tight end up the middle of the field and Gronkowski's open by 30 yards. It's happening too often. Vegas, get behind this. And then my last point, because I want to save the post-game sound for next. I'm really upset at the way this city is acting in general on this. And this is where I come into play. All of this, the internet was blowing up last night. No matter what happens, it was a good season. I saw the guy who is the Golden Knight at T-Mobile. Nice guy, I don't know his name. He's on with Randy Howe. He said, well, no matter what happens, we had a miracle season. It's great. No. That's awful. We don't do that here on this show. Do that on the other shows. You fight to the death. You win. You do not throw up a white flag, especially after what you've seen this year. Conversations about losing but still having a parade. Are you kidding me? This is actually happening. So, hey, criticize me for being a little bit over the top and wanting to win, but I'm trying to get everybody on the same page here. The criticism of the Vegas Golden Knight fans nationally are, they're there, they're happy to be there. I know that's not the case. You understand the difference. You know that it could take 40 years for Mr. Foley's team to come back and win a cup. You know it could take 25. Please, please put that behind you and look at Game 5 and go balls out. Go hockey balls out the rest of the way and try to find a way to galvanize this city to win this game. Because I can really see this happening. It probably won't. Probably won't happen winning 3 in a row. But I can definitely see how it happens. Game 6 becomes Game 7. Because if the Capitals lose Game 6 at home, they shouldn't even get on the plane to come to Vegas. They have no shot to win Game 7 after they choked away 2 games in a row. You feel me? So I'm not looking at it as a 3-game series. I'm looking at it as a 2-game series with Game 5 in the bag. I think they got Game 5. But I can't look ahead to Game 6 just yet because we got to take care of business the next 2 days. 876-1340, Cameron, thanks for starting us off on the flagship. Go ahead.
No problem, JT. Good to talk to you. First of all, I wanted to say I agree with you completely. No cup, no parade. On top of that, you know, if we can manage to pull this off, it's going to something we really haven't faced a lot of in these series. You know, we pretty much had to walk of it, even though some great teams, you know, it just hasn't happened. And I think that it's not that the Knights aren't playing hard. If anything, you know, their defense is lax. They need to plug up those lanes and not just allow them to relentlessly attack. And on offense, these long shots, depending upon a rebound, Holtby's been a black hole, sucking up the puck. Mm-hmm. He's not coughing them back up to get an extra, you know. They need to get in the one-timers, hit the lanes, just like the Caps have been doing. I mean, they've been hitting Fleury, 3 shots, 4 shots, 5 shots in a row. That's how they're getting in.
I agree with you. Excellent phone call to start us off. Thank you. Hope he's playing well. Got to give him a lot of credit. He's out playing Fleury. There's not a lot of easy pucks that are just jumping out in front of Hopley where there are easy rebounds and putbacks. They're doing a great job covering the rebounds. And Washington, just like the Sharks and just like Los Angeles, they're bigger and stronger. They're taking advantage of their physicality, and they're pushing the Golden Knights around. I mean, when was the last time you seen the Golden Knights come in on an odd man two-on-one rush? When was the last time they made a play where they picked something off and they did something special, and they had a turnover, and they went the other way on a three-on-one, two-on-one? Washington has not made those mistakes. Tip your cap, your Vegas Golden Knight cap, to the Capitals. But we know they're capable of choking. This is an historically choking franchise, and Ovechkin's been the leader of it. This is a franchise that has choked in the past. I lived through the Yankees up 3-0 on the Red Sox in 2004. I've seen something worse. But this could be better because it's an expansion team. Joe, thanks for calling Fox. Hello, Joe.
Hey, JT, longtime listener. I think in Game 5, we got to get the lead right off the bat.
Absolutely.
When we get the lead, the other team chases. Now, all due respect to the Capitals, you got to tip your hat to them, but you keep on saying they're a choking franchise. They are. They've coughed up, I think it was, they've had 3-1 series leads before. They've lost 5 of them in their history, in their franchise history. Now, I think they can do it, and I think if we win Game 5, all the pressure's on them, like you said. And then coming back here to Game 7, winner take all. I think we can do it. Cinderella story, storybook ending. Mm-hmm. Schmitty scores the game-winning goal in Game 7.
All right, thanks for the call. And I think it could happen. I don't want to talk about Game 7 yet, but I think it could happen because a lot of things are coming into play. A lot of things are coming into play on why this can happen. I think Vegas, A, is the better team. They haven't played well as of late, but I think they can again at home. 2 out of the 3 games left are at home in Vegas. That's an advantage. And momentum comes back with a Game 5 win. Look, if they lose Game 5 at home 4-1 or get beat 5-2, it is a great year for a lot of fans and season ticket holders in the organization. But we're not there. We're not there yet. Let's act like we've been there before. There's a lot of fans who are listening who were there for UNLV's great run. You have your own football team or baseball team that's had an epic comeback. You get one chance for this experience in life. Let's embrace it. And then if it turns out that they don't get it done, all right, we'll have a couple of recap shows. I'll buy a cake. We'll have candles. Everybody will have fun, and we'll wait to next year. But I'm looking at the ultimate comeback, a great sports moment, a great sports story. And how do you do that? The way you do that is you got to play, not a perfect game, but they have to play much better. It's disappointing. The Marcia So Wild Bill line has had nothing, zero in this series. They've been getting pushed around. You can't say that about Washington's number one line, which has been absolutely outstanding. And the number of no-chance goals is alarming. Turnovers, breakdowns on defense, it's been the difference in this series. As Fleury's been left out to dry multiple times. But the Washington Capitals have blown more 3-1 leads than any other team in the history of major North American sports. 5 times. 5 times they've done it. Hey, everybody, you're not going up against, you're not coming back 3-1 against Gretzky and the Oilers here, or Mario Lemieux. You're coming up against the Capitals. Let the Capitals give everyone just a little crack to see if Vegas can get in. Imagine what it will be like Thursday night if you walk out of T-Mobile with the victory, knowing that the Capitals got to get on a plane and go back there and tell their family and friends, okay, we got tickets. We're supposed to win the cup. Bring Aunt Millie and bring Uncle Joe and bring all the kids because I'll meet you in the locker room after the game. We're going to be taking pictures with the Stanley Cup after we win. That's what's going to happen. They're going to think they're going to win Game 6. And the pressure, I think, could be pretty enormous. Zig Fercassi is going to join us, also Nasty Nestor, after Derek, who wraps up our monologue here on Fox. Hello, Derek.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks.
I agree with you completely that it's not time to throw up the flag, the white flag. We have had a you got it set at 9% chance to win it at this point, and I think that it's just a would be an unbelievable ending to an unbelievable season so far, and that's what I expect. I agree with you that our defense needs to step up, but we also I think the offense needs to play a little quicker. They seems like last night, especially, they were very hesitant.
But not in the first 5 minutes. Not in the first 5-6 minutes. They were as electric as I've seen them. I think if they catch a goal early in the first 5-6 minutes, I think they catch that 1-0 lead, don't hit a post, they go up 2-0, or at least get to the end of the period 1-1. I think we're talking about a different game.
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks for the call, Derek. I appreciate it. My friends at the Henderson Hyundai Superstore, unbelievable. They offer more to each and every customer. When we say you'll get more at Henderson Hyundai Superstore, we mean it. Simply said, Henderson Hyundai, the Superstore, offering the best possible deal and terms for everyone individually and one deal at a time. More means more selection, too. Henderson Hyundai has the largest selection of new and pre-owned Hyundais in Southern Nevada. You'll find the model, all the extras, in the color you want, and at the price you want. The Superstore off of Boulder Highway, the Henderson Hyundai Superstore. When we come back, we'll get into it with Zig Fricassi, who's been studying this team since they put it together. Can the miracle happen? And what needs to happen early in Game 5 to set the tone? I'm excited, even though I'm going to be gone next week at the U.S. Open. Golf, Shinnecock, Southampton, Long Island. Golf at the U.S. Open level the end of next week. This is Fox.
When you're a goalie, you don't want to get scored on, you know, and there's a lot of that tonight, and it's never a good feeling, but it's a team game, you know. I know everybody's playing hard out there, you know, they're trying to help me out, and we'll find a way to make it work.
That's Fleury trying to get this team going, trying to get himself going. JT, back with you, courtesy of PT's, our good friends at Golden Entertainment, the best happy hour in town, 5 to 7 p.m. Coming up here at the top of the hour, half price on so many food items and drinks, and then midnight to 2, you don't want to miss that. Zig Fricassi joins us from SiriusXM, and Zig, it's one of those days when back in the day you and I would walk to Ellis Island from Sports Fan Radio Network to get some lunch in 100-degree heat. How are you?
I'm doing great, JT. Yeah, the $4.99 shrimp scampi or the prime rib, that was some good times, my friend.
We always knew when to go, how great it was. We're still doing it that way, but we used to love that. We used to have some bonding time. We never got up after a half hour or two. And Zig, how about the bread back then? Was that the best bread?
Gosh.
It was like a meal, wasn't it?
You could have just made the meal on the bread, my man. I mean, that's how great it was. Never mind the other stuff, but those were good times, and I missed that quite a bit.
No doubt. Let's get into what the Vegas Golden Knights need to do. You've heard all the stats, 9% chance, but we do know that the Capitals have been a franchise that have blown leads more than any North American sports franchise, let alone hockey. But a lot of the players weren't on the roster over the last 40 years. What leads you to believe that Vegas can get back in this series and win Game 5 at home?
Well, JT, I was at the two games in D.C., and I saw a team on Saturday night that just had no legs, and the Caps took it right to them. Last night, I saw a team that came out and used their speed, and they were taking it to Washington for about the first, I would say, 10 to 12 minutes of real game time. And then, of course, we all know Neil hits the goalpost, and that really kind of set him back. And then, you know, before you knew it, Washington had 3 goals. But I think what has to happen, obviously, is for them to be able to come out like they did in Game 4, but finish this time. And it's easier to play from ahead. So, you know, I think they've got to get that game out of their system. It was a fluky 6-2 game, JT, because I thought for long stretches, Vegas played pretty darn well last night. So I think it's one of those things, they got to get the confidence back, get back to doing what they did. I thought the insertion of Tatar was very good. So I think Girard's going to keep that the same. Tuck, I thought, had some good chances. This time, tighten up defensively, finish when you've got those chances, Vegas has a shot to win game five.
What are you seeing with Carlson and Marcisot? That top line, they just can't get going. And every time that you go to a game at T-Mobile, one of those two guys gets the crowd going with a goal or two. They really got to find a way, because that number one line for Vegas has been arguably outplayed by Vegas's fourth line. That's got to flip coming back home to Sin City.
Oh, absolutely. Though Riley Smith did score last night to make the game interesting at 4-2, but you're absolutely right. In fact, I was tweeting out during the game last night that I thought maybe Girard needed to shake things up a little bit, because as good as that line was all year long, and, you know, Marchessault's been snake bit. I mean, the kid's had, you know, multiple scoring opportunities. He's had the most shots, so he's not afraid to take them, JT, but the, you know, they're simply not falling. And sometimes when you're not scoring, it's up to the really good coaches to make that necessary adjustment. I'm surprised Girard didn't do that. I guess he didn't give it much of a thought. So he's going to keep them together. Again, they just got to keep working, use their speed game, because if they get into a speed game, not sure how much Washington keeps up. That's why the Caps slow them down by playing the physical game. If Vegas utilizes their speed and gets some early opportunities in game number five on Thursday night, I think the first line and all the lines we'll do well after that.
Zig Fracassi is our guest, SiriusXM. And I would say that, and I'm tipping my cap to the way Trotz and this coaching staff has them ready in the neutral zone and how they're slowing down Vegas. What adjustments can Gerard Gallant and his staff make to free up these players so they get a couple of odd man rushes? I don't see it happening as of late.
No, and you're absolutely right. I mean, they're playing, Washington's defense is really kind of tightened things up there, and you got to be impressed. And, you know, after he scored last night, JT, John Carlson probably added a few million to his potential free agent contract there, and who knows? You know, you may be looking at one of your next additions there for the Vegas Golden Knights, because I truly think that's the one area that they really lack, is like a big-time scoring defenseman. I love Nate Schmidt to death, and I love some of the other guys that they have back there, but this is where I think the Capitals have had the edge. I think what helps them going back to Vegas is they get the last line change. So then if Girard wants to start mixing and matching, he could do that. You know, once he gets the last change, maybe he throws out a line that he thinks, you know, can generate the speed against that Capitals defense and then try to set the tone that way.
Zig, wrapping this up, let's get back to Marc-Andre Fleury, who we started with, and what he needs to do. I know that he's got more experience. He's got three cups. He's got an advantage over Holtby, who's playing better. I think now he's just hotter. But Fleury can put these losses behind him and know that he's been a part of some of these collapses for the Capitals in the past against the Penguins. Do you see a mental advantage there, or is it too late because Vegas is down 3-1? There's going to be no advantage mentally for the Golden Knights here on out.
No, I think, JT, I mean, there, you know, here's the key, too. Fleury would look a lot better if the Capitals were on the power play. I mean, they scored three goals with the man advantage last night, so Vegas has to stay out of the box. I mean, he made some good saves, but there were instances there where the defense just let him down. But you know as well as I do, when the season maybe kind of could get off the rails a little bit, Fleury was there making 35, 40 saves a game, and they steal a 3-2 or 2-1 victory. He may have to do that tomorrow night, but you know what? At this particular point of the season, I'm just wondering now if his confidence is a little bit shot here. And, you know, obviously, yeah, the Capitals collapsed against those Pittsburgh teams, but let's not forget, you know, Vegas, as good as they've been, they don't have a Crosby, a Malkin, a Kessel, players of that magnitude. So Fleury's going to have to refocus awfully fast for them to have any chance.
And, Zig, last point. What's disappointing to me is this is such a great moment for the NHL. And if the Capitals win and Ovechkin drinks from the cup, it's going to be an epic moment. But what Vegas has done all year long to get here, and how important it would have been for them to come back 2-2, just to get a split in D.C. would have been unbelievable for the hype tonight, from SportsCenter to SiriusXM to what I do on Fox, ESPN is doing, because everyone knew it would be tied best of three, and this Vegas story could have the ultimate conclusion. Are you sensing that the national media is kind of moving away from that? And do you think that they can get pulled back in really quickly if Vegas wins game five?
From the sense that I got up in the press box last night and then listening to the post game that they do very well on NBCSN, Jeremy Roenick's one of these guys that thinks that Vegas can find it in them to be able to force a game six, where Anson Carter was pretty blunt and said, I think this series is absolutely over. So the sort of the perception I got was from at least the Washington side of it, we're cautiously optimistic, but I think deep down, some of them know that, you know, there's been this history of collapsing with the series, you know, in their grasp, whatever, was it Pets against the Penguins or whatever. But I think this is a different Washington team too. They're wired differently. And I've said this all along, JT, Ovechkin's playing the absolute best hockey of his career. When you have your best guy buying in, playing a 200-foot game, he's blocking shots in his own end. I mean, that rubs off on the rest of them. So yeah, this is going to be a very tough, you know, hill to climb for Vegas on Thursday night.
Our first ever June conversation in our career together for hockey. So I could live with that. Great having you on all year. I hope we can get you on one more time if the series is alive. Thanks, Zig.
Anytime, my brother. You got the number.
You got it. Zig Fercassi, fantastic that he joins us all the time and with good perspective. He was in the press box the last two nights, and my buddies who were up there also at the game, it looks like it's over. If we didn't live in this bubble in Las Vegas with this unbelievable storyline of the Vegas Golden Knights, most of the country, I was on a radio show today in Vancouver, and they think it's over. And I'm like, no, it's not over. I live here. It's not over yet. There's more hockey to play, and I hope we can get that going. You could dial in and get in through the top of the hour at 876-1340. I've been telling you about this experience I'm having with this new pillow, MyPillow. It's unbelievable. I go to bed, I wake up, it's the most refreshed I've ever been. I've thrown away all my old pillows because MyPillow is fantastic. I don't have to have now two or three. The old pillows, those ones that you have on your bed that are how old? Get rid of them. And I can get you a new one, and I can help save you money. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in the promo code BRICK, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping. Get rid of those pillows that you don't want. You know I'm right. Those pillows are dying on your bed. Get rid of them. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, 10-year warranty, and it's made in America. To get the two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping, go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, or call 800-945-7379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code BRICK, 800-945-7379. Coming up next, we go out to enemy lines. Nasty Nestor's waiting. Remember he came on last week predicting his team would win? He's back out here again. He's on his way out here. He believes that his team of his life, the Capitals, will celebrate on the ice of Las Vegas. I'll tell you, that's one way I don't want this to come to an end. It's been a great year. I want to see the cup in Vegas, but I don't want to see Ovechkin drinking in the locker room and pouring champagne all over the new rug. You know what I'm saying?
It was frustrating because of the score. I thought we played our best period of the final so far. So we had two posts, we had some good chances, and we got nothing out of it. But again, after the first period, we came in there and said, let's keep going. Let's keep working hard and keep playing well, and things can change in a hurry. So we wanted to keep going. And I thought we played a pretty good game for the most part.
Yeah, Gerard Gallant saying they played a pretty good game for the most part. You don't win the Stanley Cup by playing a pretty good game for the most part. You got to win these games. You got to dominate. They got to get back to dominating these games. Nasty Nestor will join us here in a moment. You want to get up before the top of the hour, 876-1340. Ryan, thanks for being patient. Go ahead. You're on the flagship.
JT, first off, I want to say I think you have the best show in Vegas, and I've felt that way for a long time, my man. I wanted to start out just by saying that. Love the show. As far as the game yesterday, I feel like, yeah, you're right. They outplayed the Caps probably the first 7 or 8 minutes. But when James Neal has that open net for the most part and he doesn't put it in the back of the net, to me that completely changes the complexion of the game. Instead of being up 1-0, you know, you're playing from behind the whole game. He puts that puck in the net. I think it's a completely different game than Washington is playing from behind. The other thing I wanted to say is Gallant putting Fleury in there in the third period. How do you feel about that? I mean, I thought Fleury needed to maybe get a little bit of rest. You're down 4-0. The game is virtually over. How do you feel about that?
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. I thought they should have pulled him and just to save his legs. But again, he's on his legs. He's going to be traveling from D.C. in the middle of the night to Vegas or whenever they flew out of there. He's fine. He's in good shape. He's not injured. He's 100% healthy. But I agree with you. I would have pulled him because at that point, it just puts Fleury in a better spot, a little bit more rested to come back, and maybe a little bit of pressure on him that he was pulled in the game to really step it up. But I don't think you have to play with his head. A lot of times you pull a goaltender to play with his head. Fleury's in the game. They cut it to 4-2. That game could have been 4-3. So we'll see what happens. Nestor joins us from WNST. He's one of my favorites. And I'll tell you, my friend, you should feel pretty happy that you're this close after you left Las Vegas 1-1, going back to the nation's capital. What's it been like on your show and being in the building as a member of the media and a diehard fan?
Well, I was sitting there with Gallant when he said that. And it's funny, you know, I had E.J. Raddick on my program in the morning after the game. And he said, you know, to have Gerard Gallant sit up there and say, we played a really good game, but we lost by 4. You know, like, then you got to get on the plane and go back home and try to figure out how to make that up. And obviously part of making that up is, you know, hitting the shots, as your caller pointed out with Neil. And look, there's been some red divine intervention in and around the crease for Braden Holtby. And you mentioned pulling Fleury. Hey, man, Trotz pulled Holtby at the end of the season and began the postseason with Grubauer and lost the first two games with Grubauer and pulled Grubauer in the second game. And Holtby's been in the pipes ever since. Holtby was in there when they won two games in Tampa and then lost three games to Tampa 2 weeks ago, which, you know, was derailing their Stanley Cup chances. So this whole 3-1 advantage and the overwhelming part of that and how underwater it feels to be in Vegas now to have to win 3 in a row. The Caps have blown these before, dude. I don't think it's going to happen right now, but I saw them turn off the gas in Game 3 against Tampa and not look good. And, you know, I'm not getting on a plane to come out there to Vegas to think they're going to lose 4-1 on Thursday night. I'm coming out there greasing up the cup. I'm going to be with Ovechkin going up and down near Beer House and getting white Russians in the Stanley Cup.
I would agree with you. You can't afford not to be out here in case they do win, and everybody here in Vegas thinks that Vegas will win because they're back home in the fortress. They think they can win here and get momentum. And you talk about some of the choking and some of the blown series leads in the past, but as you know, you cover this team as good as anybody. So many players, young players on this roster, weren't a part of that history. But at least with Vegas, we're looking at this Disney movie that hasn't had a Disney ending yet. And I think a Game 5 win for Vegas at home really puts a lot of pressure on the Capitals and Trotz and Ovechkin to go back home, because you know what it's going to be like for you and your friends who are going to want to be in the building assuming you're going to win the cup. And all those players are going to have to take care of ticket requests. All those players are going to think about, hey, man, I'll bring my best suit to Game 6 because I'm going to win the cup. And where are we going to have dinner afterwards and all that? The pressure could be enormous on the Capitals if they lose Game 5 here in Vegas.
Well, that's why I asked Trotz at the end of the presser about what is this like to get on an airplane, fly 5 hours out to Las Vegas, knowing you have one win to win the Stanley Cup. You're going to wake up in Las Vegas out there at the Mandarin Orient, you know, in the morning. And you have a 5 o'clock game, and you're going to get on the bus and go to the rink to win the Stanley Cup. That's never happened to you in your whole life, and you dreamed about it. And I don't think there's any way to be calm or to be normal. But I'll tell you this. They're a very, very calm group of people. And, you know, Barry, I've never seen him more calm. And you know, keep in mind, you know, he's had a contract. I mean, the minute they hoist the Stanley Cup Thursday, Saturday, lose the Stanley Cup in Game 7, whatever it is, he's then in a position to go take a job anywhere he wants. So there's this incredible calm, but also this directedness about these guys that have had to get on those flights and those bus rides after losing in double overtime in Game 7 at Madison Square Garden, in overtime in Pittsburgh 2 years ago, at home in Game 7 last year as well. So you know, they know that long ride, and they'll know that ride back from Vegas. And to your point, this thing comes back to D.C. on Sunday night, and everybody's all greased up. It's a 3-2 series, and the puck goes behind Holtby four minutes into the game. You're down 1-0. All of a sudden, the anxiety of 45 years, you start to get that Bartman, that Buckner, that thing, that bad mojo going on, and that's just not something that that I want to see. I'm coming out to Vegas hoping, expecting them to play well, and expecting them to win the cup on Thursday night.
Nestor Aparicio is our guest, WNST, the longtime voice of that whole region of Baltimore up to D.C.
What's the suffering part in there, Brick? Don't forget that.
And let's move on to how Vegas looks to you, because you've been a very critical sports talk host over your career when you see a team down and ready to get put down. Do you sense that Vegas is really just flat-out getting outplayed?
I really do. I just think that the Caps are a better team. I mean, I'm not being mean or unfair, and I think it's a wonderful story out there, and I think it's an incredible story what the Capitals have done as well with Ovechkin, and I had a friend at a bar in Toronto the other night and said everybody in Toronto is pulling for Ovechkin after they've hated him for 15 years because they respect him. And I think, Backstrom's a Hall of Fame talent. Holtby is playing at a Hall of Fame level as a premier goalie in the league. Carlson's going to go get a fortune. They gave Oshie an incredible deal and a fortune, right? So they have the play. Kuznetsov, I haven't even mentioned Kuznetsov. He's probably the best player on the team, right? He's the best player on the ice every night. This collection of second and third line guys that they've put together, and I'll give McKee all the credit in the world, and certainly Fleury is capable of stealing these three games. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He is of that pedigree. He's done it before. And for that, the Wicked Witch is not dead till the cup hits the sky at some point, either Thursday or Sunday night, whatever it would be for the Capitals. But I don't look at this Vegas team. I see Carlson, and I know where he came from with Columbus and what he was and what he is, but it's a lot different when you're out on the ice with Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and back Hall of Fame players, guys that are at the top of their game. I think Vegas is a team that's coming. I think they're going to be able to recruit players. I Tavares being at the top of the list and other names that you're going to hear in the offseason, but you will see that franchise is going to get better. This is the beginning of something there. And for the Capitals, and I've compared it to my background with the Orioles back in 79, 80, 81, 82. You remember those years, Brent, where they were always good, but the Yankees haunted them. This franchise has been haunted by the Penguins. The Penguins are gone. I don't think they're going to lose three in a row to an expansion team over the next week. I just don't think that's going to happen here.
Yeah, and you're a money guy. You put together big trips for your audience, and you do a lot of things. Can you imagine if you got to get on a plane twice, three times? Can you imagine if you got to go from Baltimore to Vegas, back there and back here for a game seven? I mean, I know you want no part of that. I know you want no part of that Vegas hospitality here, what stays in. You want to stay here and celebrate, or at least do it back home. But a game seven here in Vegas would be a horror show and a sweat show for everybody back east.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Your audience down in Vegas, and I love Vegas, and you know that. Yeah. And, at one point it was thought to be my second home. That if I'm getting back on a plane to come back out there next week, you should call me on Monday and drag me up and down the strip, down Sahara, around Tropicana, down Paradise to Harmon, and then back out to McCarran. Because if that's where we are, if on Monday this team's got to get on a plane to come out there for Game 7, I will not be feeling real good about the cup thing. And I will be remembering the couple of days where I believed it and I tasted it and I smelled it and I thought about it, because I can't imagine that they could come out there and win a Game 7, but that would be exciting too. Look, I'm all in for the journey and the expedition here on this one, right?
Sure.
I mean, I've seen this thing end in the second round every year all of my life, and certainly with this group of players, they're good enough, they're poised. I mean, you saw the way they played. They won by four goals, and the coach thought his team played well. That speaks volumes to how good they can be. And I know Trotz talked about that in the postgame, saying, we still haven't played our best game. I want to see that in Vegas on Thursday night.
Yeah, I could imagine, and you could, because the Capitals have been fantastic. The comebacks in this postseason, what they've done, and how they flat-out dominated Vegas in the last two games, very impressive. Ness, I'll see you when you get out here. Thanks for doing this. I look forward to coming on with you.
I've just had a great time, and I'm bringing my wife out. We're really looking forward to celebrating at least her birthday, if not a Stanley Cup championship. So the anticipation builds. Brick, we'll see you on Thursday, bud.
Sounds good. Nasty Nestor checking in from WNST, and very calm, much more calm than he typically is, because I think he can see it. I think he can see the cup, and he's looking at it saying to himself, we're going to do this. And he wasn't sitting here trashing us and this team because I think he knows how close they are. Henderson Hyundai, the superstore, offers a lifetime engine warranty on all pre-owned vehicles. Henderson Hyundai has incredible deals on Tucson's, Accents, Santa Fe's, all vehicles, great gas mileage. Our new sponsor, the superstore at Henderson Hyundai.
Well, I just actually just found out about it when I was walking up to the podium. I ain't really digested enough, but it's typical of him. I mean, I'm not surprised. It's, you know, typical of him, and I don't know. I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anyway, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
That's LeBron James talking about the president and what happened with the Eagles. I'm going to spend a lot of time on that with Looney. It's incredible. It's an honor to talk hockey for an hour leading up to the national show coming up here in a few minutes. Coming up a little bit later on, Jeff Zilgit will join us from USA Today. He's live in Cleveland to break down Game 3. Jason Lockenfora, the NFL insider from CBS Sports. And Kenny Albert, the hockey voice, also now doing NFL and everything else for Fox. We'll get into a little bit of the Golden Knights and what's happening there. But I'm excited. Same show again tomorrow where we turn this into an on-air pep rally. We'll have Al Bernstein's going to join us. He wants to talk hockey on top of boxing, which will be fun. Dr. Hockey will be in studio. And then I'm going to that game on Thursday. I'm bringing my A game. I'm ready to go. I'll be in that media section, but I'll be ready to go big when they win that game. Happy Hour, the new and improved Happy Hour. Same time, you know, 5 to 7, midnight to 2. Happy Hour at PT's Taverns near you. Grab your friends. You'll love it. Best Happy Hour in town. And think of all the locations. Thanks to PT's Entertainment Group for everything they do for us here on the flagship of the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm going to pound a hot coffee, walk around the block for a second, and then come on in. I don't like mixing politics with sports, but when LeBron and the White House and the Super Bowl champs are doing it today, what choice do you leave me?